The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be nominated for an Oscar? Do you campaign for the win? Do you really not find out until the night? Well, joining me now are three people who know all about it. So I have with me in the studio co-founder and co-CEO of Element Pictures, Ed Guiney. Element, of course, produced the film Bugonia, nominated for Best Picture Award this year. The founder and managing director of Antidote Films, Andrew Freeman, whose film Retirement Plan, which I was eulogising earlier on the Breakfast programme, is nominated for Best Short Film this year. And filmmaker and director at the animation studio Cartoon Saloon, Louise Bagnell. And Louise wrote and directed the 2019 nominee for Short Animated Film Late Afternoon. You're very welcome. Thank you all for being
Thank
here.
You. Hello.
So we want to know what it's like. Who's going to tell us what it's like? Andrew, this is you're in the mixed this year as well, along with Ed. So how do you feel right now, days out?
There's a kind of a slight feeling of, it's quite surreal, is one way of putting it. It's a bit of a haze. And I think, like, ever since we heard about this and the nomination, I guess Oscars is one of those things where it just relates to everyone, whether it be a teacher at school or someone on the lane or whatever, everybody wants to have some part of it. So to be kind of involved in that and the lead up to it, it's been incredibly busy and it's been amazing. And it's a little bit of a haze as we lead into it now.
So well deserved. As I said to you when you came in, Retirement Plan is my new favourite thing. We'll have just a listen to a clip from it.
Brilliant.
I will get so good at meditation. I will be so present, so aggressively present. When I retire, I will make the perfect meatball and pair it with a 2019 red from Tuscany. The rain that year, my God, you can taste it.
You can taste it, but he can taste it now. Isn't that the message?
I think so, yeah. That's it, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's Donald Gleeson there doing the voice in the film, and he brings the film to life very much for us. But the whole journey to get here is a very long journey, and it requires a tremendous amount of luck and a tremendous amount of elements all coming together, from winning film festivals to being picked up and gather attention, and then to eventually get through to this point. So we're really, really proud of where we are right now.
And so you should be.
Speaking on behalf of Johnny Kelly, the director as well, and everyone in the team, yeah.
And Ed, is it something that changes your life?
I mean, it changes your professional life. I mean, it's 10 years since we first went to the Oscars with Room, Lenny Abrahamson's film. And we've been lucky enough to be back four times since then. So we've been there five times, and we've had 30 nominations.
It's extraordinary.
And six wins, I think. And every time you go back, I mean, the thing is, as Andrew says, like, the Oscars sort of they're in the world and people know about them. But the place where they mean most is LA and Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for us, it's sort of like, it's amazing to be part of it. But also it has a kind of real world impact in terms of our ability to get things done and get films made. Because if you've had, you know, these nominations and awards, you're kind of brought inside the tent and you're trusted and you've better access to projects, to talent, to money, all of that stuff. So it's sort of, there is that kind of real world kind of proper kind of impact on our business, apart from all the glitz and the glamour.
You become somebody, right?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, it's very practical.
I know.
Just about reputation and box ticking and labels and all that stuff, you know.
Well, let's have a listen to your work that you're nominated for this year. This is Bugonia.
Welcome to the headquarters of the human resistance.
Where is my hair?
Your hair has been destroyed. To prevent you from contacting your ship.
What ship?
Your mothership.
Okay.
Are your hopes high this year?
I mean, candidly, not really.
Okay.
It feels like, again, there's a whole circus that goes on around this stuff where there are prognosticators and pundits and commentators and all that kind of stuff. And if you look at, in the categories we're nominated in, if you look at the odds, we're probably unlikely to come home with the gong. But as I always say, the nomination is the win. And to be there is great and does so much for us. And so maybe another year, but I don't know about this one.
Are you campaigning then this year, or have you seem to have accepted your fate?
Well, it's sort of, you know, you're at the very tail end of the campaign. The campaign started last autumn, really, you know, and it's a sort of inverted pyramid. Like, there are a lot of contenders at the beginning, and then that gets whittled down to whatever the nominee is at the very end. And from, you know, when we premiered the film at the Venice Film Festival, the end of August last year, we've been campaigning, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and
since
now
then.
And yeah, so there is a kind of a big, huge amount of effort and promotion and travel and, as Andrew says, film festivals and all sorts of stuff that goes on. But we're beyond a certain point, it's hard to do more,
yes,
if you like.
Yeah,
you know,
you've done it, you've ticked the box.
You get, like, it depends, you know, like, it very much, as I think we all are very aware of here, it feels like Jesse Buckley's year and... We'll see, but that feels very likely. And that is often the case. Like, the year we won with Brie Larson for Room, from very early on, it was her year.
Yeah, you can feel the momentum building.
And people kind of get anointed, and then often that happens. There are surprises, of course. It doesn't always happen that way, but it definitely feels for Jesse this year.
Okay, well, Louise, I want to take a listen to your work now from 2019. This is Late Afternoon.
Is that tea? I'd love a cup.
Yes, of course. There we go.
You wouldn't have any biscuits, would you?
Ah, yes. Here you go.
Huh.
Louise, would you say that was life-changing, that nomination?
I mean, I think a bit like Ed was saying there, I wouldn't say it changed my private life, but it definitely changed my professional life. I think becoming an Oscar-nominated director... It does open doors. It's very helpful when you're looking to get your next project off the ground. You're walking into a room and people might already know your work. They might already know about you. So it is extremely helpful. And that's definitely, you know, a great launch pad to making your next project. And
because they're the very hard bits, as I understand it, of what you do is getting the backing to get up off the ground. So once you have Oscar nominated there in your title, you're a long way down the road, is that fair?
I would say that it helps to open those doors and helps to get this conversation started. But I think after that, you still have to bring the goods. You still have to have the projects and you still have to have the ideas and the approach that people are going to engage with. But it does help to begin those conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you still in the hustle now for this award, Andrew? Are you pushing?
We are. Well, I think today is the last day you can vote as an Academy member.
Okay.
So it's been a real big run up to this point.
What do you do? What does this mean, hustle?
Yeah, you do a lot of work. You do an awful lot of work. It's about kind of getting awareness of the film out to voting people and also just in general trying to use the film to get an awareness to the public. So... You know, that involves working with PR agencies. It involves working with film festivals where the films may be played in the past. It involves trying to rope in celebrities and people who might like the film and may want to talk about it.
What are the things you can't do? You can't send them cash, right?
No, you can't go that route, unfortunately.
Much as you might want to. But I mean, what are the parameters?
There are very kind of set parameters.
Gifts?
You can't do anything like that. No, it's quite strict, to be honest with you. And of course, everyone would be very fearful of breaking them because it would mean you wouldn't be eligible then. So
they could kick you out. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's very strict. I mean, and at different phases, you can do different things. Like up to a certain date, you can have a screening and offer food and kind of drink afterwards. And beyond a certain date, you can't do that. Like there's a lot of rules about it. But in the Academy, there's about 10,000 members, and I think it's about 40-60. I'm not entirely sure when I say outside of US and inside US. And so I think what Andrew's, you know, what you're doing is kind of trying to raise awareness among those the voting members. Really.
In our case, we've been very fortunate having Donald Gleeson involved. It's been a great help. He's in a big series over in America at the moment. That really helps. Also, the New Yorker magazine have really kind of rooted for the film and got
David
behind
Sedaris,
it. And David Sedaris is going to come to the Oscars with us, which is fantastic. So all of that really, really helps. And I got to say, I think on behalf of all of us, coming from Ireland is probably the biggest help of all. You know, everybody wants to help. Everybody wants to try and show connection, especially in the States. But even here, you know, the support we get in Ireland to do what we do from Screen Ireland, in our case from RTE as well, all the way down to Aer Lingus helping us go to LA regularly and everyone else. It's really
it's a joint effort.
Yeah.
And the night then itself, is it enjoyable?
I had fun after our category was done. I could relax then.
But my impression of it is that it's very long and quite boring.
It is quite long. I wouldn't say it's boring because it's hard to be bored when you're
waiting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, you know, it's a very glitzy glam kind of event. So you feel a little bit, it's quite exciting actually to be in that room, and it feels kind of special.
And you are in that room, like you are mingling with all of those shiny people who we see.
Yeah, exactly. But don't forget, they're also probably nominated. So everybody's a little bit on edge. And but it kind of adds to the atmosphere, I think. But it is quite a long day. If I remember correctly, it was something like starting at sort of, you know, 5 p.m. going on for 5 hours kind of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's without any dinner.
And then you said you enjoyed the bit afterwards. So what happens afterwards?
Yeah, so afterwards the Oscars themselves have their own kind of after party that you finally get fed, which is great. And they play music and you have, everybody's relaxed, and it's a bit of fun and a bit of crack, and you can kind of let your hair down a bit and you can breathe out basically.
I'd say it must be a networking moment though as well, is it?
I think, to be honest, I feel like most of the networking is previous to that. I think people at the Oscars themselves are kind of just trying to be there to be in the moment and to engage. I mean, I'm sure for some people that is what it's about. Yeah. For me at that moment, though, it was really just like, you're just trying to live in the moment.
Ed, you're nodding away. Are you doing deals at the Oscars?
I mean, it's kind of what I said earlier. Like you know, Louise is saying, like, it's a small enough room. Everybody's there. There are loads of breaks. So whenever there's a break, after every four awards there's a break, everybody gets up, everyone mills around, everyone talks.
I didn't think you'd be allowed to move
around.
Totally.
And actually the other thing is that you go out to the bar, so you can spend quite a bit of time out in the bar, and they have people to sit in your seat when you're out.
They're all dressed up very nice.
Didn't Paul Mescal make the joke that his mother, Dervla, who we had in here talking about her wonderful book, she made friends with the people who fill the seats. But so then you're allowed to wander around, but then is there a big panic trying to get you back in?
Yes. And I mean, when we were there with the favours, we nearly didn't get back in for Olivia Colman's bit, which was the best actress. I mean, we were all outside, and I also didn't expect to win because it was Glenn Close's year that year. And all realised, as we were happily chit-chatting and all of that, and not expecting anything, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, shit, we better get back in.
Oh, well, they're the best moments, aren't they, when you're not expecting it?
Yeah.
So in that case, then, are you saying that there is a bit of business happening
definitely
on the night?
I mean, you're in a, like, all of the kind of decision makers, power players, all the big actors, all the big directors, all the big producers are in that room. All the agents are in that room. And there is a thing that, like, if you're in, you're in. So everyone's very friendly, everyone's very approachable, everyone's having the same experience. I mean, again, as Louise is saying, bit anxious before, hoping they win. When they they're relaxing.
What you just said there is so interesting. Once you're in, you're in. So when you're in the room, everyone knows you're not a hanger-on, you're not climbing here, you have reached the top. So you're worth talking to.
There's a bit of that, you know, and, you know, everyone's up for selfies and chats and all of that kind of stuff. So it's relaxed and nice, actually.
Yeah, you're under pressure now to do business here,
Andrew. I know. Tell me about it. Yeah. I tell you, there was a lunch event we went to a few weeks ago where all the nominees get to go, and you get called out one by one and you get brought onto a stage and take a big photo.
Where was that?
It was in LA. And
fancy.
It was fancy. We all went along, but it was actually like a small Irish wedding. It was a small space. Everybody was absolutely happy to chat, whether it be from large big names to small short filmmakers like ourselves. Everybody was in the room. Everyone was really open to a chat, and it was great seeing Ed and everyone over there too. It was brilliant. Yeah.
Do you feel under pressure when it comes to what you're going to wear? To the men, I'm asking this specifically, because the women get it all the time, Louise. Andrew? Ed doesn't?
No, I don't know. The person in our house who's most anxious about what he wears is my 15-year-old son, Senan, and he's coming. We've got managed to get him a ticket.
Is this his first time to go?
It's his second time.
Wow.
Poor things.
How lucky.
But he's all about the dinner jacket.
Yeah.
And
there is a bit of pressure to it, you know?
For men, less so, to be honest.
Yeah, but you've got to get it right. Yeah,
for the likes of Andrew and I, less so. I mean, Louise would have been under pressure, I'm sure.
Yeah, I used to say it was a bit like a wedding. You know, you had to get a dress.
Yeah.
You have a ceremony to attend. You have to write a speech, you know? You've got all these parts to play. But yeah, I mean, it is still at the end of the day, you know, nobody can take it away from you. So, you know, you're just trying to find something that you're happy in, you're going to be comfortable in.
Yeah,
it's a bit of pressure, all right, yeah.
Well, that's key. You've got to be comfortable because, as you explained to us, you're there for hours and hours and hours. So it's okay to look trussed up like a chicken, but you're not going to be in that dress for 20 minutes. This is, you know, a seven-hour, eight-hour odyssey.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I can confirm that there's been a lot of talk about fashion and what everybody's wearing and whether it be members of our team or our partners who wear it. It's consumed a huge amount of thought.
Yeah, I can well believe that. I mean, this is a huge moment.
Yeah, I think it's all pressure on to look good for the day. We'll have to see how it all materializes. Yeah.
Ed, you've got some great projects coming up. Michael McGee's book.
That's right, Close
One
to
of
Home.
My
yeah,
recent
yeah.
favorites. That's
oh, yeah.
on the
it's a
way.
Great book, yeah.
The Rachel incident
yeah.
as well. That's
Caroline
another one
O'Donoghue's
that,
book.
That
yeah.
I love. That was a really yeah. exciting book. I found that
yeah.
just really different from what we've read from people who are writing about the immigrants' experience. It's,
yeah.
it's a different sort of a take on it, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're in the middle of shooting both of them and mm-hmm. both very exciting.
But it's great to find books that are rooted in Irish culture,
yeah. Yeah.
produced by Irish people,
yeah.
you know, still mining that
yeah.
rich vein.
I mean, to be honest, so much of our business is that, you know. I mean, obviously we did the Sally Rooney books, Normal People and Conversations with Friends. In fact, as I referenced Room, Emma Donoghue's book, you know, that was our first kind of Oscar thing. I mean, not set in Ireland, but written by an Irish woman, and she wrote the screenplay as well. So it's a huge part of what we do is books and adaptations and
mm-hmm.
all of that. So.
Yeah, I mean, we really have been put on the map, haven't we, Louise? I mean, your own company, the same could be said. It keeps coming.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, I think in Cartoon Saloon, we've managed to make quite a number of films that have really been, you know, enormously successful and have definitely put put us on the map in the animation world, but also outside in the general film world. And, you know, it's wonderful to be at that, you know, to be in Ireland, but also to be able to bring those projects elsewhere and to be able to get such a warm reception for them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as you were saying earlier about having that support as well from Ireland and from Irish institutions and organizations and people.
Well, look, I want to wish you both the very best of luck.
Thank
and when we're
much.
Phoning you in the middle of the night after the awards, will you answer your phone, Ed and Andrew, when
sure.
you have
Thomas.
The award in your yes, yeah. please do. Thank you so much. It's been lovely to talk to you, Louise.
Thank you.
And Ed
thank
and
you.
Andrew. Thank you for being with us. Now
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.